Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good afternoon news. Anna DeVlance is in for Lisa today. And I should also mention, I forgot to tell you about this. A lot going on in the market, a lot going on with the economy, and news from the Fed today. Former Fed Chair Janet Yellen spoke out today. The markets are, they're taking a little bit of a, I don't know how to characterize this, but they're down today. They were up a couple days ago. It's been a roller coaster ride. And we've got some perspective coming up a little bit later on the show after the bottom of the hour news from the CEO of Calamos Investments. Kind of a big picture look at what we should take from all of this news and where our economy is. So helpful stuff. Also helpful to talk to Alderman Ray Lopez. He wants to be the next mayor of Chicago. Had a big launch event today. Alderman Lopez, how you doing?
Anna, how are you? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. I know you had a big event. Got asked a lot of questions out there. Any you couldn't answer?
Not one that I can't answer, because I am ready to go.
Well, and you should be, because there aren't any easy questions or easy solutions right now. There is a lot facing our city and moving forward for the next generation, for the future. A lot of us have real questions about that. Let's start with crime. I know you got asked a lot about that. I mentioned before that we do know you're a very vocal critic of Mayor Lightfoot's. But now you move on to being what you're for and not so much what you're against. And people want to say, okay, so how do you handle what it is we're seeing with crime in the city of Chicago? What do you do?
Well, clearly you start by identifying what the most pressing issue facing the city of Chicago is, and that is trying to make our city safe once again. And that involves us having a very honest and direct conversation with our communities, with our leaders, and with the political establishment to assess how bad is it really and what do we need to do to move forward. And I have never been one to shy away from those discussions. I've shown that in my own ward, with communities that have generational gang violence in many of the communities I represent, that it is possible to address without issue and be able to reduce the crime stats and make communities safe once again. What we have done in my ward can be easily replicated with the right leadership and with the right support for our police and encouragement by our communities to work together.
And you know, one of the big concerns there is that our leaders have not been on the same page, and maybe some healthy debate is a good thing. But how do you get the whole system to work in the direction you see fit? Are you on the same page as Timothy Evans, the head of the Cook County, the chief judge of Cook County Courts? Are you on the same page as Cook County Prosecutor Kim Fox and Sheriff Dart and others? Do you believe in what they believe in? And if you don't, how do you move the ship in the direction you'd like it to go?
Well, I think before we start talking about Tim Evans or Kim Fox, we have to get our own house in order in the city of Chicago. We have a police department that doesn't even support its own police officers. You get mixed messages right now from this administration and this superintendent on the multiple pillars for health and well-being for officers while simultaneously canceling their days off and driving them to exhaustion. You have to have a singular, coherent message from the mayor, from the superintendent, all the way down to those frontline workers, whether they're police, fire, or city employees, so that they know what to expect, they know what the metrics are, and they know how they're going to be judged. We don't have that in our city of Chicago right now. As mayor, that will be my goal. That will be my job, to be the administrator and leader that this city has not had in years. Someone who can bring everyone under the fold of the same tent and work together.
Yeah, I think that is a big challenge. It is one of the challenges. What would you see other than crime as being the other area that you look forward to trying to improve for the city?
Well, as we start getting a hold of the crime and violence in our city, the next focus must be on reinvigorating our local economy, large and small. You know, when we look at what's been going on at the Mag Mile, the smash and grabs every other day, you know, there are more sledgehammers on Michigan Avenue because of the destruction down there, because of the repeated attacks on our businesses, than anything else. When you look in our neighborhoods, there are more vacant storefronts on our neighborhood economic corridors that have gone unanswered. We need to be able to first restore safety in our communities so that we can trigger that kind of institutional growth and investment that has been missing and lacking for so long. Coupled with that, we have to get a handle on the delivery of city services and let our employees know, whether they are first responders, garbage men, the guys who fix the potholes, everyone needs to know that they are valued, that they are supported by their mayor, and that they are going to have the pride that they've been missing in the work that we've been asking them to do. All of those three things coupled together are going to be what it takes to bring the city out of the rut that it's been in and move it forward to the 21st century.
You mentioned some of the crimes, the smash and grabs and other things. You know, carjackings are a serious problem in the city. But police morale alone, improving that, is not going to get us there, right? It's not going to get us there. What more can you do to confront that type of crime that is impacting so many people in the city?
Well, first and foremost, improving police morale is one of the most important things to addressing the violence that we're seeing in our streets. We need our officers to know and understand that their mayor, has their back when they go out and chase criminals and remove those magnets of violence in our neighborhoods and organizing against the downtown and loop areas. Right now, they have no support. They know that they could be fired for simply doing their job because of the political expediency for the mayor to make those kind of pronouncements. We need to have a single message when it comes to addressing the violence, and the morale is a big part of it. Additionally, we also know that our department can and must be the best in the world, but it will never reach that goal if it continues to hemorrhage out the talent that we've been training over the years. We must be able to address the fact that so many people are choosing to leave the department, and in fact, many departments across the city spectrum, because they no longer feel the passion, feel the support from this administration to want to stay. I will correct that, and everything will be on the table to help ensure that we can keep our employees working for us, to keep our officers doing what we've spent millions training them to do, and to encourage people to want to take these jobs again. Everything should be on the table, whether it's residency, whether it's longevity bonuses, you name it. I'm open for discussion because we are in a crisis in terms of the operation of the city of Chicago's government if we do not maintain, retain, and recruit talent to do these positions.
Yeah, a lot of work to be done for sure, Alderman Lopez. I know you want to be mayor. I know there will be many others who enter the fray between now and who knows when. Have you talked to your family? Are you ready for the fight? I mean, this is going to be a real fight, this race. I sense the issues people feel passionately about. There are going to be more people jumping in. What do you make of it?
I have no doubt that this is going to be an epic fight because, truth be told, the future of our city is at stake. My family knows this. My husband supports me. And I know that I could very easily have just stayed alderman for the next 10, 20 years and just pointed at the mayor's office and blamed them while still getting paid. Mm-hmm. But that would have been a huge disservice to the city that I love, the city we all love, if I knew I had the chance to do something to save our city and chose not to. Mm-hmm. I'm jumping into this race because I know what the challenges are facing our city. I know the big looming crises that are on the horizon that we haven't even talked about, like the financial situation of the city and its mountains of debt that nobody wants to talk about.
Right.
All of those things should be on the table, and any candidate who does not recognize that and does not articulate those concerns to the voters is only fooling themselves mm-hmm. and trying to fool the voters as if those issues aren't there.
Alderman Lopez, we look forward to you joining us again on WGN Radio. We'll be following your Twitter handle to see if there are any moves between now and then. And good luck with the race. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you, Anna.